this little pig to market. This little pig steak. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had milk. This little piggy said,
I remember sitting, watching through the haze, amazed by her. I long for those surreal days of inspiration in human form. Is my realization upon thought now, how I wish to view myself in third person stance for a refreshing of the memory. How I long to return, I now sit in a parked car, looking at that house, wishing I could enter, but it's not possible. Perhaps when I return from my travels, that sign will be there. But at present time, I'm stuck with memories of her. Especially since I'm so involved with music, she's one reason I've evolved. She's one reason why my brother can pick up an instrument and learn it in a matter of minutes how to play. I can recall her vividly teaching me chopsticks at the age of 5 and dancing around a table with my sister to the tune of Yellow Bird. The way she played, I thought that I was that yellow bird. Flying around that table, floating, I felt so alive. I felt so young and carefree, so carefree. If she only knew the impact on me sitting next to her and listening at an early age helped me. I believe that by her doing that and having me read along instilled the value of knowing the things that helped me use my imagination. But it only just begun. Strange how it was transferred directly to my soul from hers. And now I'm a different person. I never realized. You've never been overwhelmed with sadness until you've heard Amazing Grace echo off the walls of a church you used to frequent, with whom the song is being played for. I heard that song in a whole new light that snowy midwinter morning. And now I'm mourning my inspiration's passing, numb with emotions, and I'm left asking why. As the snow fell, I fell into my seat. Tears fell from my eyes, my heart fell to my feet. The fairness in all of this was non-existent, but relieved by the fact that our relationship was quite persistent. I thought I caught a glimpse of her out of the corner of my eye as Father asked us to bow our heads. And I'm guessing that was her way of saying her last goodbye.